The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And, oh, we have so much to talk about today. And before we get to the items on my agenda, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Al Foreman. Hi, Al.
Well, hello there, Janet. And how are you this fine, beautiful day here in sunny South Florida?
Aren't we just about the luckiest people? This weather is fabulous.
No question about it. We're looking forward to a beautiful weekend. And as we get close to the important date of Monday, December 5th, we hope that weather stays with us and all these snowbirds are back into town.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say we probably will be seeing an influx of snowbirds soon. I just saw on the weather map how that cold front is dipping down a little bit lower. So those Northerners, they may say, let's head on down right now.
Exactly right. That's what's exactly going to happen. Well, to keep our listeners abreast of everything, we are constantly getting in new products every day of the week. And we're making the store in such a way where it's going to be an ease for people to shop and find the items that they're looking for. What we've done here, if people are not familiar with the term, what we've done is brand blocked the departments in the store, meaning that where we have a company that has many different products that are either specific for a body part or it's a vitamin or a mineral, they're all together. So if somebody's looking for, let's say, a product from Jarrow Formulas, all you do is come to the Jarrow section, and in that section you will find all the Jarrow products. No need to hunt around the whole store looking for different products in different areas, which is a confusing map to most people. Most people cannot navigate the distances between the areas in stores having to do with what they call condition-specific formulas. So we've made it real easy for you. If you want to choose a product by Country Life, it's all together. If you want to choose a product by Solgar, it's all together. If you want to choose a product by Life Extension, it's all together. So every brand that we carry in the store is brand blocked. So when you're looking for a specific company, just go to that company's area and you will find the product that you're looking for. And of course, we're very happy that all the products that are sold here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are all priced at everyday low prices. And we encourage people to come in anytime they want with their laptops or their smartphones or any other device where they can check a price online. And we will gladly show you our retail versus the retails that you can find online. And you'll find our prices extremely low compared to our competitors that are either online or in brick-and-mortar stores around the country. So we look forward to the people coming in on December 5th, Janet. And again, the store is located at 3105 North State Road 7, in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road. And we will be open Monday through Saturday. The hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed every Sunday, and we are closed all the major holidays. And the two major ones coming up, of course, in December would be the Christmas holiday and, of course, the New Year's holiday.
Okay, and we can't...
for two of the Jewish holidays.
We can't forget Thanksgiving just around the corner.
well, that's right. Well, we won't be open.
Okay.
So
I
people can enjoy
just,
their Thanksgiving birds with their family and their friends.
I have a question. Are you or do you right now have Ester C products in the store?
We have a big variety of Ester C products in all different doses, all different sizes.
Because after our little start off to the show, I have some information for our listeners with regard to Ester C. And so lots of really exciting things coming up starting December 5th. But every morning, lots of information to support your good health and help people make the kind of decisions that keep them healthy, highly functional, and let's say happy, because for sure, when you are very well, you're happier.
The attitude is totally different, Janet, without a doubt.
And so many good things going on. Al, you mentioned with regard to the prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that they may be lower than people can find the prices of the products they use online. That's a fabulous, fabulous statement, and I think probably a source of great relief. Because when you can actually hold the product in your hand, it can make a great difference to your feeling of confidence when you're using a particular supplement or you're holding one of the organic food choices that will be found in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you're not just looking at a digitized picture on the internet, you're holding it in your hands. That makes a big difference.
No question about it, Janet. And I know that you're working on getting a lot of major guests on the show to talk about some of the different specific areas of the human body and how they can be helped by using certain products that we will be selling here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
That is true. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Al. I have sent out requests for joining me on the radio show to the people at North American Urban Spice, Dr. Cass Ingram. Next Tuesday, we do have Shauna Wall from New Chapter, and she'll be speaking about Zyflament. And please, listeners, mark down that date, because Shauna is so informative and presents her education in such a way that you can immediately begin to apply the benefits in your mind and understand exactly how so many of the different New Chapter products work. And keeping in mind that the New Chapter products are all food source supplements, so easy on your digestive tract, just so very well researched and put together.
In addition, they're organic.
That's wonderful. And we'll be speaking with somebody from Twin Lab that has undergone a number of changes over the past 10 years. Well, let's see what's on the agenda, what's developing at Twin Lab. Twin Lab, a brand that so many people know, and it kind of seemed like it meandered out of its position of dominance. So let's see what's going on with Twin Lab that'll bring it back to the forefront of people's minds when they're choosing supplements.
Without a doubt. And with that said, John, I'm going to say goodbye. We'll be listening here in the store. And I know that you have a lot of great information that you're prepared to discuss with the listening audience.
I certainly do. Thanks so much for giving us a call. And as I said, lots of great information about Ester C. Okay.
Have a great day.
And
bye-bye.
That was Mr. Al Foreman with the update on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center opening. Keep in mind, December 5th, there's going to be so many exciting things going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And keeping in mind also, that isn't even the grand opening. And you know that with Mr. Al Foreman at the helm, there's going to be an extremely grand opening. So this opening December 5th, lots of fabulous things going on. And as I mentioned when I was speaking with Al and asked about the Ester C in the store, just a little bit of an update. And the truth is, this is actually extremely old information. I remember meeting with a representative of the company that educated nutritionists about the Ester C form, and this was a specific focus of the education. And so here we go. More scientific support for what I talk about. There's a new clinical study, and it was conducted by NBTY, that is in New York, and a researcher and purveyor of many, many types of health-supporting supplements. Anyhow, that study demonstrated that Ester C, that's a patented form of Ester C, stays in immune cells longer than regular vitamin C, and they're calling ascorbic acid regular vitamin C. And it was published, and it reported that Ester C significantly increases vitamin C concentrations in the white blood cells, the leukocytes, the cells of the immune system. And it keeps that vitamin C content up to 24 hours with a single dose of 1,000 milligrams of Ester C. It's the first clinical trial that compared vitamin C retention in the white blood cells, those leukocytes, between Ester C and ascorbic acid. And the study was conducted in both men and women, but it's important for me to note that these were non-smokers. Well, it's time for me to take a break right here, but when I come back, a little bit more of a discussion of the Ester C and some more information about your immune support approaches. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli, and I'll be right back after these messages. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli, and just before the break, I was talking about Ester C. And so this, as I said, is the first clinical trial that compared regular vitamin C, the ascorbic acid form, and specifically the ability of that vitamin C to remain active and be retained in the white blood cells. So, crucially important information. The aspect of this, enlarging on this research a little bit, I'm going to say that when you are supported with the superior combination of antioxidants, and I'm going to say, keep in mind, these substances don't work alone. They interact with one another, they support one another, they enhance one another, and they make one another more active for a longer period of time. Okay, so here's the ester C. It interacts with vitamin A, vitamin E, and selenium very, very much more effectively than ascorbic acid. And that's the research from many years ago when I was first educated about ester C. It's so very interesting as well because you can get much more out of a dose of 1,000 milligrams of ester C. You're going to have a much easier time absorbing the ester C. So, I have spoken with people who say, well, when I take vitamin C, it kind of upsets my stomach. I can feel it just laying in my stomach and it just doesn't feel so good. Well, with using ester C, you most likely will not have any negative digestive system response to vitamin C supplementation. It's so very interesting because many times I'll tell someone, okay, well, you have to start with a lower dose. You might start with maybe 200, 250 milligrams of vitamin C and very gradually work your way up. You might be doing 500 milligrams three or four times a day. You might be doing even more, or you might be putting a dose of vitamin C powder into your daily drink, into your water, and supporting your vitamin C status in that way. I talk to a lot of people who are using emergency. Take a look at the label. If it tastes sweet, it has sugar in it. And if it says no sugar added, it may very well have sucralose or aspartame or erythritol. So be very cautious. Read the label. The ester C powder is a way to add that to your drink. A splash of juice, fill it up with water, and you've got a fabulous immune system supporting approach. Okay, the study that was done by NBTY with regard to ester C was authored by a Dr. Susan Metmisser, and she's the Senior Director of Nutrition and Scientific Affairs at NBTY, and she said the study's a great example of the commitment NBTY has to scientific diligence. And what are we all very concerned about? We want to make sure that we're not throwing our money on supplemental substances that are scientifically unable to deliver those health-supporting aspects that we're looking for. NBTY has been behind the innovation of any number of different products, and she was saying that their new ingredients are very well researched. Our scientific department continues to be supported as a priority, and certainly as a department that differentiates in an established scientific manner the way we are developing products. So if any of you out there are interested in a little bit more information, possibly reviewing some of the scientific studies associated with ester C, you can go to www.ester.com. www.save-c.com. Now, on the way here, I was listening to a researcher presenting information about T cells. And the subject of his discussion was very interesting because it had to do with astronauts and individuals spending extended periods of time in space. And they were finding that those astronauts came back to Earth with, let's say, a re-energized viral threat. What they were dealing with those types of herpes viruses associated with shingles and Epstein-Barr, as well as cytomegalovirus. Now, I talk all the time, see if you're vulnerable. Don't just because we've talked about it on the radio or you've seen an advertisement on television or some pop-up showed up on your internet viewing. Before you do that, find out if you're at risk. See what your situation with regard to cytomegalovirus might be. See what your vulnerability to the Epstein-Barr virus might be, herpes, and so on. And you can do that very easily. And then after December 5th, bring those blood test results to me because I can guide you to the specific substances for you as an individual. Not every substance is correct for every person. So at Advanced Medical Testing Centers on Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill, right next to Dr. Herb Slavin's office, you can find the testing available for cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr viral titers, your vulnerability to different types of viruses that may be kind of under the radar, so to speak. They're not active. They're not causing you any problem, but they are stealth viruses in your body that during periods of stress or poor nutrition or poor sleep, those viruses can become reactivated. So you want to see what your issue is. So even though you might not be an astronaut, you could have, as I said, those stealth viruses and stress, lack of sleep, poor nutrition, they can become reactivated. So here's a very simple thing, once again, that came to my attention many, many years ago. The researchers with regard to these reactivated viruses being noted in returning astronauts, they saw that there was an interruption in the efficiency of how your T cells function. Your T cells, once again, part of your very intelligent, very active, fabulously efficient white blood cell system. Okay? And where are those T cells manufactured in your body? In your thymus. Okay. Over the years, what may very well happen is, and very well documented, that your thymus gland may shrink. Not a good picture. But when you are aware that possibly your thymus gland may be shrinking, I can tell you about something that has been learned from gorillas. Okay, so the leading gorillas of a tribe of gorillas, when they are threatened, when the tribe may be threatened, and a show of strength may be needed, what does the gorilla do? Pounds its chest. Okay, what's that gorilla doing? Stimulating its thymus, because certainly during the facing potential attacks, certainly our thymus glands need some support. So here's it. It's free. You don't have to buy a particular supplement. You can strengthen your thymus gland and possibly support the production of T cells by pounding your chest. So kind of bring to mind those old Tarzan movies where either Tarzan or the gorilla would be standing up tall and beating with two closed fists on the middle of their chest. So I'm going to say just a little bit above your solar plexus, center of your chest, and you can very quietly use closed fist, let's say tapping, if you want to start gently, possibly pounding if you think you're really under stress and there is a threat to your well-being. And, well, in the case of gorillas, there's sort of some kind of a roar. But in the case of Tarzan, what did he did some kind of a Tarzan yell. And you'll be really, really thankful, because I'm not going to do the Tarzan yell for you. I'm not even going to be pounding on my chest while the mic is on. I might do it during the break, but I'm not doing it with the mic on. Okay, so you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And just a reminder, December 5th is a special day. Another reminder, you can find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center located at 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Center is in the Penn Dutch Plaza. Lots of activity going on in the Penn Dutch Plaza, and the Penn Dutch Plaza is just a little bit north of Northwest Medical Center, 3105 North State Road 7. So stay tuned, more to come. I'm pounding on my thymus as soon as the on the air sign goes off. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. No, Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And brought to you by Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, keeping in mind that you can go to SAVALOTNutritionCenters.com, and you can hear archived radio shows. So if there's a subject that comes up in the long list of shows that we've been doing since August, then you can take a listen and see if it answers any of your questions. And as well, you can take a look at what's going on in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Very, very interesting. As Al Foreman mentioned at the top of the hour, he was talking about brand blocking. It will be so easy to find your specific product, and you're going to find it at prices that are unbeatable. Okay. Here's something in the news. Okay, here we go. Breast-friendly, radiation-free alternative to mammograms in the making. Oh, it's in the making? Didn't these people hear about the radiation-free thermography, no radiation, being able to diagnose changes in breast tissue years before anything would be visible on a mammogram. So here we go. A new method identifies cancerous tumors by blood vessel structure. And every year, about 1 million women in the Netherlands have mammograms for early detection. Now, keep in mind, early detection, not prevention. Early detection of possible breast cancer. It's an unpleasant procedure. This is actually being written. Unpleasant procedure, something that, oh, well, you just need to do it because it's going to save your life. Oh, is it? Or is it going to cause more problems? An unpleasant procedure that uses x-rays. And researchers at Eindhoven are working on a breast-friendly method without radiation that's more accurate and generates a 3D, three-dimensional rather than a two-dimensional image. And they are publishing their proof of concept in Scientific Reports. So, in a regular screening, the breast is squeezed tight between two plates in order to produce one or more good x-ray photos. Oh, soft tissue being x-rayed? How much scientific sense does that make? And how long have women been putting up with this? Women of America, stand up. No more mammograms. So, apart from being unpleasant, it's not without risk. Okay, the x-rays used can themselves be a contributor to the onset of cancer. Oh my goodness, and it took research in the Netherlands to do this? Oh, was the economic investment in mammogram machines so very, very big that we didn't really care about the exposure to x-rays, the exposure to radiation, and the potential that that exposure had with regard to traumatized soft tissue, the risks that women were exposing themselves to have radiated soft tissue that was hormonally vulnerable. And, oh, I didn't get a good picture this time. You have to reschedule and come back in. We have to redo it. Oh, so within a month you do this twice? Oh, here's a very sophisticated 3D mammogram. Still exposing yourself to radiation, still exposing vulnerable tissue to the trauma of compression. It's often unclear whether the anomaly found is a malignant lesion or not. Oh, so I expose myself to this terribly threatening procedure, and then when you see something, you're not really sure what it is. Oh, and let's have five different radiologists take a look at this mammogram. Five different opinions about what's going on there. Oh, my goodness. Two-thirds of the cases there where something worrying can be seen on the x-ray, two-thirds are false positives. So let's think about, okay, you have the mammogram. Oh, we see something. We really don't know what it is. You must come in again, and we're going to repeat the mammogram with more sophisticated technology. Okay, You go in again. Yes, we do see something, and I've scheduled you for a biopsy. Oh, so you're going to stick a needle into something. You don't know what it is. You're going to grab some of that tissue, send it to a lab to analyze it. Let's say that in optimal viewpoint, maybe this is a two-month procedure from the first mammogram to the results of the biopsy being returned. What do you think the stress issue might be during that time frame? My guess is it's pretty high. Okay, so two-thirds of these biopsies come back, and they have been found not to be cancerous. Oh, this is why science is seeking an alternative. We already have an alternative. It has been around for a very long time. It gives you information years before a mammogram would come close to giving you information. How does it do that? A heat picture. Okay, so before I get along the lines of what your alternatives are, let's keep talking about this research that's being done in Eindhoven, the Netherlands. They have cleared a scientific hurdle toward a new technology in where the patient lies on a table and the breasts hang freely into a bowl. And using special echography, essentially it is echo waves being graphed, it creates a 3D image of the breast. Any cancer is clearly identifiable on the generated images, and therefore the researchers expect that there will be many fewer. They expect, they don't necessarily know, they expect, because of this 3D image not created with compression, that there will be fewer false positive results. Oh, the new technology builds on the patient-friendly prostate cancer detection method developed at Eindhoven, where the doctor injects the patient with harmless microbubbles. An echo scanner allows those bubbles to be precisely monitored as they flow through the blood vessels of the prostate. Since cancer growth is associated with formation of chaotic microvessels, the presence and the location of cancer becomes visible. This method works very well for the prostate and is being widely tested in hospitals in the Netherlands, China, and soon to be tested in Germany. For breast cancer, the method has not yet been found suitable because the breast shows excessive movement and accurate imaging is not possible. Okay. Boy, it sounds like they're going to a whole lot of trouble to determine a duplication of what thermography can do with far less expensive technology. Okay, so what can you expect if you have thermography and you see the results? Well, you want, first of all, symmetry in the heat patterns in the breast, because those heat patterns are indicative of inflammation. That is a little bit of a signal in and of itself that something unnatural is going on. Something may very well be developing. When you begin to pinpoint very specifically minute temperature changes in different areas of the breast, and those temperature changes are asymmetrical, when you see changes under the arms, in the lymphatic system under the arms, that is indicative of further investigation. Oh, so what should we do? Should we go to a mammogram? I don't think so. No, how about an ultrasound? That's a reasonable way to follow up and see if there is anything capable of being visualized on an ultrasound. Oh, what else can we do? Test your hormones. See what your estradiol levels are. See what your estriol levels are. See what your levels of estrone are. What you are looking to support would be having supported estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L, supported estriol levels and lowered estrone levels. Two different forms of estrogen, estriol being a protective form of estrogen, and estrone being a form that needs to be in proper ratio with regard to the other, the estradiol and the estriol. You don't want to wipe it out. You can't necessarily call it a negative estrogen metabolite, but you don't want it to be high. You want the estriol level to be high, the estrone level to be lower. So test that. What's the next so critically important hormone for you to test? Progesterone. When you're under stress, the progesterone converts to cortisol, an inflammatory, a pro-inflammatory hormone. So that that inflammation that is occurring, that is visible on the thermography, okay, maybe my progesterone is not necessarily working to balance estrogen metabolization. Maybe the progesterone just is not present in sufficient amounts to do its job as a balancer. Maybe your thyroid has been under attack and you haven't been able to keep that estrogen balance because your thyroid is meant to process excess estrogen out of your body. So many different details that you are going to be able to become aware of after you have that jumping off spot from a thermography. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be back with more right after these messages. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And Welcome back. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about mammograms, thermography, new technology that is going to put out of our lives those uncomfortable mammograms, that new technology being developed in the Netherlands. And, oh, they didn't know about thermography. They didn't know how easy it was to have a thermogram. They didn't know how much information then you could be making available to your physician so that there would be a reasonable diagnosis. Okay, so I don't really have the date of this article. 2015. Okay. So, several studies over the past few years have concluded that mammograms do not save lives and may actually harm more women than they help. And how is that possible? Well, those false positives. Overtreatment. And radiation-induced cancers. So repeated mammograms. And remember that they were starting to recommend that women begin having annual mammograms at age 35. Can you imagine 50 years, 35 to, let's say, to 85, you're going to have an annual mammogram? Oh, I don't think so. So, according to research published in 2010, the reduction in mortality as a result of mammograms was so small as to be non-existent. Want me to read that again? Reduction in mortality as a result of mammogram screening was so small as to be non-existent. A mere 2.4 deaths per 100,000 person years. That's, a mind-boggling statistic. So let's just talk about, on this side, your annual mammogram with extreme cost. Cost that causes your insurance premium to be higher because maybe your insurance company is paying for it. Extreme cost because you may be having to pay out of pocket for the mammogram, possibly out of pocket for the follow-up testing because you have been the object of a false positive. Oh my goodness. Another study published in The Lancet in 2011 said for the first time that women who received the most breast screenings had a higher cumulative incidence of invasive breast cancer over the following 6 years than the control group who received far fewer screenings. So new researchers from Harvard and Dartmouth have published a paper in which they present similar conclusions. So we know what the dangers of the radiation are. Radiating soft hormonal tissue doesn't make sense. It makes a lot of money, but it does not make good sense for women who are focused on supporting their good health. After analyzing data from 16 million women all over the United States, there was no evident correlation between the extent of screening and 10-year breast cancer mortality. What does that translate to? No matter how diligent you are to going to have your annual mammogram, it didn't translate to any change with regard to mortality because of a diagnosis of breast cancer. They concluded that mammograms primarily find small, typically harmless or non-lethal tumors, and that has led to widespread over-diagnosis. the chief medical officer at the American Cancer Society and the author of the book, How We Do Harm, says that the term overdiagnosis in cancer medicine refers to a tumor that fulfills all laboratory criteria to be called cancer, but if that tumor were left alone, would never cause harm. This is a tumor that will not continue to grow, will not spread, and will not kill. It is a tumor that can be cured with treatment, but does not need to be treated or cured. Oh my goodness, so important for you listeners to understand that the information you get with thermography will give you far greater support to your good health, will lead you down a path of greater understanding of the impact on hormones on not only your breast health, but your health in general. Okay. I mentioned Dr. Jeffrey Bland a number of times on the show because he is just absolutely such an inspiring speaker and such a source of incredible knowledge, but he also intersperses his very dry medical research with information that you truly sit up and start to think. Okay, so during one of his lectures, he was talking about the number of women every day of every month of every year who are going into menopause. And his statement was, and they're mad. They're angry. Well, what's going on? Their hormones are out of balance. Why are their hormones out of balance? Their hormones are out of balance because of the hormones given to our livestock, our cattle, our poultry, and in our farm-raised fish, and certainly in our dairy products. So extremely important to choose organic food so you know that you are not exposing yourself to an unbalanced array of hormones that can do you harm, and that when you have a thermography, you will see if there are asymmetrical changes in breast tissue, and those asymmetrical changes can be very responsive to correct hormone balancing and support. So important to have organic foods. So important to avoid the discomfort and the danger. Discomfort? So many women are willing to put up with that because they think they're doing a good thing for themselves. But the danger, if you are aware of the danger of compression and radiation of soft tissue, then I don't think you'll be so willing to go to have your annual mammography. Make an appointment for thermography. And, oh, I can hear it now. That conversation between the patient and gynecologist, because the gynecologist is saying, here, take this, go have your mammography. And the patient says, well, I heard on the radio that maybe it would be a good thing if I skipped the mammogram and did a thermography. That is unproven technology. Could very well be the response from your gynecologist. Well, the thing is, it is very well researched, very well documented about the benefits of investigating breast health with thermography. So it is not unproven technology. It is well proven technology. Available research with regard to thermography is there. And it has been there for many, many years. It just wasn't able to provide quite so much income to different technology centers, to different practitioners. It was a development that unfortunately had very negative outcome. That negative outcome is a higher cumulative incidence of invasive breast cancer, overdiagnosis, no protection. That very protection that you're looking for, not really scientifically supported. And so, to conclude, find out about thermography. You can find out about thermography at any number of different websites. Just Google thermography, and you may find a list of practitioners who come up when you Google thermography. And take your vitamin D. We know your vitamin D is so protective in so many different areas. And make sure that you know what your vitamin D level is. Test your hormones. Test your vitamin D level. Test your cytomegalovirus as well as your Epstein-Barr viral titers. So you have some work to do. And when I come back tomorrow, I'll give you more information, giving you some guidance to find out where you will best support your health and well-being. So thank you so much for spending the last hour with me. You have been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.